This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time, pro basketball will have its All-Star game outside of the United States. Sunday, the game will be hosted in Toronto. When you look at the NBA's business strategy overall, that decision seems to make some sense, as Sam Harnett reports.
Golden State Warriors fans at this San Francisco bar have a lot to cheer for. A recent championship, the league's best record, and for the first time in 40 years, three players in the All-Star game. But it's in another country. Many think the NBA should have hosted the game abroad sooner.
Yeah, it's interesting that it took them a while to do this.
David Berry is a sports economist at Southern Utah University. He thinks it's great marketing.
Toronto is the best way they can demonstrate to the world it's a global game because it's the only team they have that's not in the United States.
Toronto has media appeal to boot. Its team, the Raptors, are good this year, and pop star Drake is their ambassador, so he'll be around. But the halftime show will star another celebrity, Sting. Galen Clavio, professor of sports media at Indiana University, says the All-Star game has not always focused on marketing.
A lot of times the All-Star game has been a reward that's been given to franchises that have gotten a new stadium.
Now it's a chance to appeal to foreign markets, he says, like Canada, which is happy to have the game.
I think it's huge for the entire country of Canada.
David Magley runs the National Basketball League of Canada, where he says the game is bigger than you might think.
There's more NBA players from Canada than any country outside of the U.S.
Need one more reason for Toronto? Well, what the NBA considers its first game ever was played there.
And the game was played before 7,000 curious fans in Toronto, Canada, on November 1st, 1946.
Unlike back then, many curious fans on Sunday will be watching from afar, on the TVs and in the bars of a foreign country called the United States. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.